Unusually warm temperatures will occur across the Midwest today, and then we'll likely see an increased opportunity for precipitation of significance east of the Mississippi River as we move into the late weekend and early part of next week. The changes in weather will be the result of a cold surge coming southward from Canada. In the meantime, unseasonably warm temperatures that developed over the weekend will likely prevail as we move forward through these next few days. The radar is showing nothing in the way of meaningful precipitation. Believe it or not, there will be a couple of frontal systems that will pass through the region over the next few days, but we're not likely to see the temperatures change much. It'll still be unusually warm out there, and because of that, we'll likely expect to continue to see drying conditions across most of the region until we get into next week. The temperatures over the next couple of days will certainly be notably above average in quite a few locations. High temperatures this afternoon will likely run mostly in the 60s and 70s, except in the Great Lakes region and in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, where we'll likely see 50-degree readings and perhaps even some 40s in Minnesota and a part of eastern North Dakota. Tomorrow, after a cool front moves across the northern parts of the region, we'll see the high temperatures in the 50s in the north and 60s in the south, with the exception of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota and northern Wisconsin, where we'll see temperatures fall off into the 20s and 30s. But that cold air doesn't get very far to the south. It will advance a little bit further on Wednesday, with highs in the 30s and 40s across the northern portions of the Midwest, while 50 and 60 degree temperatures continue in the south. The warm-up will return again shortly after that, with Thursday afternoon's highs getting back into the 40s and 50s in the north and some 50s and some 60s occurring in the south. And our next cool air mass will start to debut as we move into the weekend, with colder air in the northwestern part of the region once again working its way southeastward as we get into next week. But what's interesting to note is that a larger storm center is expected to form in the plains and western portions of the Corn Belt. And as that storm system evolves late this weekend, early next week, it will pump some warmer and more moist air northward from the Gulf of Mexico. So the eastern part of the Midwest will likely warm up over the course of the weekend while the western areas start trending colder. And you know as well as I, when we get that kind of a contrast in temperatures to occur across the region, it usually sets the stage for a significant precipitation event. And that's exactly what the models are suggesting for the early part of next week. The low pressure center that's advertised will likely bring significant rainfall to the eastern portions of the Midwest, the heart of the Ohio River Basin, portions of the Tennessee Basin, and the lower portions of the Mississippi River Basin will all see rain of significance possibly during the first part of next week. Now, you know as well as I, anytime we're talking about a storm system that's a week away, there's still plenty of opportunity for changes in the storm system, so we're going to stop there. But at least we'll know that there's an opportunity here for some meaningful precipitation to occur in the eastern Midwest, and even in the northern plains we'll likely see an opportunity for rain and snow as we move into the Sunday-Monday time period. Precipitation will be welcome wherever it occurs, since most of the Midwest has been drying out. River and stream flows are quite low across the region, and we've really reversed the trend of improvement that had been occurring in the eastern Midwest for quite a while. Well, we will bring in an opportunity for relief, obviously, next week across some of these areas. We're not terribly concerned about the drying bias in the eastern Midwest, but the western areas and the plains will both likely continue dealing with dryness, even with the storm system advertised for early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.